More tension in U.S.-Afghanistan ties. Washington wants Kabul to halt the release of prisoners from a jail that was handed over to Afghan officials recently. The Bagram prison north of Kabul has been holding hundreds of prisoners for years. They were detained while the facility was under American control, but the U.S. ceded its control to the Afghans after several years of delay. Now the Afghan government wants to free 88 prisoners there. It follows the release of at least 650 inmates. Kabul says it has found insufficient evidence to continue their detention. But Washington is angry about this, saying the prisoners pose a serious security threat. The row comes at a time when relations between the two sides are at a new low. Ties have grown strained, particularly over President Hamid Karzai's refusal to sign a security deal to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond 2014. Our correspondent Faiz Khurshid has been following this story from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, and he joins us now to tell us more about this. Well, Faiz, as far as we understand, Bagram prison is handed over to Afghanistan, and the government there has control over it. And yet you have the U.S. Criticizing the Afghan president for wanting the release of these prisoners. Who has control of these prisoners? Why is the U.S. angry about this?
Both the Afghan government and U.S. forces, and it would be wrong to say that the Bagram jail has been fully handed over to the Afghan government. Some cells are being controlled by American forces and some cells by the Afghan forces. And U.S. detentions continue in this country. U.S. forces are still detained Afghans during their military operations, and they are taken to Bagram jail. It is the U.S. largest military air base, and it's also the biggest U.S. detention center. And we don't know how many people are in Bagram jail, but recently President Hamid Karzai has appointed a three-panel commission. Now, people in this commission has reviewed over 764 files of prisoners there, and they have found that 650 of them are innocent. They have found no evidence to prove that these prisoners are terrorists or militants. And so this commission has released most of them. And now the dispute between Kabul and Washington is over 88 of them. The Afghan officials and people inside this commission have told us that these people are innocent and they have to be released very immediately. But to the U.S. military men, they are very dangerous guys. American officials believe that if these people are released, they will go in to the battlefield and fight back against American and NATO forces. So this is the latest dispute between Kabul and Washington. And Afghan officials are telling us that they would not listen to the Americans. They will act based on the Afghan penal code. So if you look at this based on from a legal perspective, the Afghan penal code says that you cannot put someone behind bars unless they are convicted by an authorized court. So there is no evidence, and the presumption of innocence is very important now for the Afghan government. But many here believe that the Afghan officials are now under immense pressure, excuse me, by Washington not to release these guys, but their families are impatiently waiting for them to see them. We have been told by Afghan officials that these people have not been allowed to see their families over the past 2 years when they were in Bagram jail.
Thank you very much for that. Faiz Khurshid, our correspondent, they're talking to us there from Kabul.